Okay, real talk for a sec.
Nobody likes moving.
Right. Oh, tell me about it.
It's right up there with like flossing and waiting for your phone to update, you know?
The worst.
But
necessary evil, right.
Exactly. But you know, it's interesting to me. We're diving into You Move Me today, and they seem to be onto something with how they're tackling this whole dreaded moving thing. We've got their website pulled up.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of customer reviews
think
they can actually make moving, dare I say, dare I even say it, pleasant.
Well, I will say what really struck me right off the bat was how they're tapping into like the psychology of moving.
Okay.
It's not just about, you know, boxes and trucks and like the logistics of it.
Right.
It's about recognizing the emotional roller coaster that comes with it. Honestly, that's just smart. It's smart marketing.
It's human.
But it's also just like human. Yeah.
Oh, totally. And their website, I gotta say, it really sets the tone.
I agree.
It's clean. It's friendly. No cheesy stock photos of like, you know, guys hoisting washing machines or anything.
None of their like muscles and trucks. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the opposite of chaotic, which I think is so deliberate.
Yeah.
You know, you go to most moving company websites and it's all like, bold fonts, we're the cheapest, we're the fastest, we're the strongest.
Yeah.
But You Move Me.
Yeah.
They lead with peace of mind.
Hmm. Interesting. And then you scroll down and you see it 24,000 five-star reviews.
It's impressive.
Okay. That's a lot of happy customers. They're clearly doing something right.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the power of social proof in action, right? I mean, we're bombarded with choices these days, especially in a service industry. Like, moving, there's a million different companies.
So many.
Yeah. So seeing that other people, real people, had good experience, that's huge.
Huge. It builds trust.
Exactly.
Okay. So getting into their services.
Yeah. Let's see what they all
have. They've got local moves, long distance, commercial. You know, pretty standard stuff.
Right. They got to cover the basics.
They got to.
But it's the way they frame it.
Okay.
For example, they have a whole section on senior moving.
Oh, interesting.
And it's not about downsizing or, you know, smaller spaces. It's about a significant life change.
Right. Right.
That's got to resonate with families.
Yeah, definitely. And for like the long distance moves, I noticed they use words like seamless and challenging, like. They're acknowledging that it's tough,
right?
But they're reassuring you that they're up for it. It's like they're speaking directly to all your moving anxieties.
Exactly. They're not just moving furniture, they're moving lives.
Ooh, I like that.
And they want you to know they get it, you know?
They get it!
Which, let's face it, is a huge part of why people dread moving in the first place.
Totally.
You're literally trusting strangers with your entire life.
All your possessions.
All your stuff. It's a big deal.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Which actually, I think, makes these glowing reviews even more interesting.
Okay. Yeah, let's dig into those.
Let's unpack them a little bit. Yeah. Okay, so Jess J mentions disassembled and reassembled, which, like, seems like, well, the bare minimum, right?
You'd think. But you know how it is, right? You hear horror stories about movers who, like, just chuck stuff in a truck and...
don't care.
Exactly. So the fact that they mention it specifically tells me they're detail-oriented, they're careful.
Makes you feel like they're, like... paying attention.
Exactly. And this really stood out to me. She also mentioned minimum end of the quote.
Oh, interesting.
Transparency and trust.
Yes.
That's big.
That is big.
Because you know there are going to be extra fees, let's be real.
Right, right. There always are.
So to like acknowledge that up front, I think that builds a lot of trust.
It's almost like the more you unpack these reviews, the more you realize what people really want for movers.
Yeah.
Goes way beyond just getting the job done, you know?
100%. Like, look at Haley M.
Okay.
She loved their positive attitude, even when they had to deal with her, quote, tricky couch.
Oh, we've all been there.
I've all been there.
That awkward moment when you're pretty sure it fit through the door the first time.
Exactly. And on moving day, when you're already stressed.
Stressed.
A friendly, can-do attitude is a lifesaver.
Absolutely.
And guess what? Haley said she'll recommend them.
Of course.
Word of mouth marketing. That's gold.
It's like finding a good mechanic, a good hairstylist, you know?
Yeah.
Once you find someone good.
You don't shut up about it.
You do not shut up.
Exactly. It's all about relationships and trust.
Yes.
And this is interesting. Jan W.
Okay.
Use them for renovation storage.
Oh, wow.
Not even a traditional move.
Okay, now that is clever.
Right.
They're tapping into those like adjacent customer needs, you know.
Absolutely.
Showing they're versatile, they're there for beyond just the one-time move.
it speaks to this larger trend. We're seeing companies going above and beyond, becoming solutions providers instead of just, you know, fulfilling a single transaction.
I love that.
It's a whole different mindset.
This has been honestly kind of eye-opening. So to wrap it all up, it's more than just like schlepping furniture.
It's so much more.
It's about understanding what customers crave during a stressful time. And You Move Me really seems to get that.
They really do. They've cleverly positioned themselves, I think, by emphasizing empathy, reliability, peace of mind.
Fart.
All those things that, frankly, make moving suck a little less.
They really do.
Yeah.
It really makes you look at those big moving trucks differently, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. Next time you see one, I want you to think about the story behind the move.
Ooh, I like that.
Because there's a lot more going on than meets the eye.